Hey guys!
What's up? What's up?
Welcome.
We're back.
Welcome back.
You sound so tired.
I'm still kind of fucked up after my migraine last
night. Dude, yeah. Does it linger?
It has lingering effects.
Dude, last time you were sick, this time you had a migraine.
Oh no, I'm always fucked up. I mean, I'm like fine. I don't have any pain right now. I just feel like kind of...
Woozy. Yeah.
Tired. I did sleep like 9 hours though, so.
I did too, but I got fucked up off an edible last night.
Yeah.
We were crazed.
Did you guys watch Cyberpunk? Yeah.
Well, we watched Kiki's Delivery Service.
What did you think of that?
It's great. I loved it.
It's so cute.
It's so fun and like, just love it.
Yes.
But then, I don't know, Lily like made a reference to cyberbullying. We were like, dude, what? How do you remember that? And then we were like, should we watch that? It's so funny, bro. It's like so
I know. Hilarious. I revisited. Wait, didn't you and I watch that?
Because I haven't watched it since it came out. But like Lily rewatched it recently and she was like, I can't believe they made that movie. Like, seriously.
It had a profound impact on me.
Me too, but then you watch it now and you're like, this is definitely like boomers thinking that this is like what kids on like online are saying, like, you fucking skank. Like, what?
I know.
Like, that never happened.
It's so comical, especially when she like tries to kill herself.
I can't get the cap off.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's a Lily reference. Yeah.
I watched it.
So comical, especially when she's trying
to kill her. Like, don't take that out of context. It really is comical.
We're just here for the laugh. Okay. Nothing serious. Yeah.
I watched You've Got Mail last night.
Oh, I love that movie.
I think it's my favorite rom-com I've ever seen.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh my god.
It's my first
so
time
cute.
Watching it. It was so adorable.
She's way out of his league, but
yeah. I prefer
Tom Hanks is like the heart of gold.
Yeah, you can't hate Tom
like
Hanks.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, also, Billy Crystal's borderline ugly. Tom Hanks is just like kind of a regular guy.
Exactly.
And Billy Crystal's an asshole.
He's
like, at least Tom Hanks. Like, even though Tom Hanks' character in that, like, you know, he's supposed to be kind of a dick, but he's, like, multifaceted.
He's way nuanced.
I like him way more than fucking Billy Crystal.
Yeah, honestly, You've Got Mail over When Harry Met Sally any day.
Totally.
Any fucking day. And, like, the cute little bookstore, like, ah!
It's so cute. And it was kind of Christmassy and, like,
yeah.
Just so adorable.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's
what you and Jeremiah watched?
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
I still think my favorite rom-com is probably, what is it? 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah. 10 Things I Hate About You is just classic.
Yeah, but that, classic. But in terms of Nora Ephron movies, that was probably my favorite one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one's the best, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, what's the other one? Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah, I saw that one, too, and I don't think that one is as good.
That one doesn't hit. Everyone's like, Sleepless in Seattle. I'm like, that doesn't hit.
No.
You've Got Mail
is the one.
We need to do, didn't we do a rom-com one?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do another.
Let's do, like, a Nora Ephron one.
Nora Ephron, yeah.
She's a queen. Weird.
Yeah, she's a queen.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, Liv, let's get into it.
Let's get started.
So I can be on time for my song.
Yes, and I also need to grocery shop, so this
yeah, okay,
is good.
Sick. Okay, anything pop culture-wise you want to talk about besides this?
No, not really. I haven't been really consuming any pop culture, like...
I know.
Besides...
Like, new stuff. Besides, like, fucking Love Island. I'm caught up on Love Island Australia.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, well, because I'm like, oh, the other update, because I was listening to the beginning of the last one, is we were talking about Wicked. Y'all, I saw Wicked.
Oh, yeah, right,
and it was kind of good. Like, I was flaming it just based off the ads, because I'm not a musical person. Mm-hmm. But once you commit, like, once you know what you're getting yourself into, and you just, like, fully go along with the musical vibes, like, and how, like, you know, kind of cheesy it can all be, it was like, this is good for what it is, you know?
I've heard that. It kind of ate, so. I might have to watch. I don't think I would pay to see it, but, like, maybe if it came out and I was,
like,
high.
That's why I'm like, I pay $20 a month to see any movie, I'll see literally anything. Except Helena and Brenna invited me to some, like, Marvel shit, and I was like, no, that one I'm going to pass on. Like, I'll pass on that, but.
It better not be, like, Ant-Man 4 or something.
No, I mean, Paul Rudd.
I would maybe see if
it's Ant-Man, I might see that. No, it was some weird shit I've never even heard about, and I was like, what
was
is
it
this?
Was it the Eternals?
Like, no, it was, like, start with a K. It was, like, Critter. No, I don't know.
Well, Brenna loves Marvel.
I know, so that's why I was like, oh, I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I can
buy it. But, like, I'll see anything. So I saw Wicked, and it was pretty good. And then now I got tickets for A Complete Unknown.
Oh, yeah.
And Nosferatu. Double feature. My mom's going to be pissed because I'm going to be missing, like, Christmas dinner or whatever. But how am I supposed to... We never do anything on Christmas. We always do Christmas Eve, and then Christmas is my at my grandma's. But we moved that to later, to, like, New Year's Eve. So I was like, fuck it, then I'm going to go see a double feature
on Christmas. Wait, but New Year's Eve party?
Yeah, but, like, before, yes. We're not going to do New Year's Eve till, like, 8 or 9, and this is at, like, 3 o'clock or something.
Okay, good, good, good.
So, yeah. But, so, my mom was like, okay, we're going to do, like, family get-together at 2, and I was like, girl, I told you I'm seeing a movie at 3. Goodbye. So.
Damn.
Kind of feel bad, but also, movie's like, I'm gonna be family. There, but I'm going to be there Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. I'm like, girl, I have plans.
You're good. Girl, I have plans. 2 movies. No. I really want to see Nosferatu.
I'm definitely
gonna see that.
So excited.
For sure.
Okay. Well, this week we saw Y2K.
Y2K was so good.
It was so fun.
I really want to watch it again.
I would totally see it again because I feel like Emma and Lily would like it. We should go with them.
Yeah.
Because it was so good. Yeah, Kyle Mooney.
Hilarious.
Fucking hilarious. It was just great. Like, it was. I don't know. I mean, maybe because I was. Well, I wasn't even that stoned. Like, you were way more stoned than I was. Like, I came out I came out that bitch feeling sober. But I don't know. It was just, like, they didn't do... It wasn't, like, so gimmicky or this or that. It was, like, a perfect amount of, like, campiness and, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it knew what it was.
It was just a good comedy, straight up. Like, it's just, like, a funny...
laundry.
Sorry. Just a good, funny comedy.
Yeah, like...
Straight up.
I haven't seen a movie, like... A good comedy movie like that in years. Like,
yeah.
I think it's one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
I like
again, Of current comedy age.
Yeah, I do want to see, I feel like Kyle Mooney, like, I'm like, yes, King. Like,
he's so funny.
I want to see what else you're going to go on to make.
No, I'm so excited for him.
Because he's so funny. He's like, his stoner
character. His humor is, like, so our humor. That's why I'm, like, perfectly, like,
yes,
matched.
We were cracking up. And then we saw it in a theater that's in a mall. And so we were walking around the mall afterward.
So
and it was so freaky because we got out at, like, 8:30. So everything was, like, boarded up. And they were just playing, like, distant Christmas music.
It was so creepy.
And I was like, what if we, like, just looked into one of the stores and we saw someone just, like, watching us
from
the darkness?
I got so paranoid.
But go see Y2K, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
really
we're not even gonna, like, spoil it, but it's just, like, a hilarious.
It's just good,
comedy.
And then that just got us thinking about Y2K. And then we were thinking about 2012. But then we watched 2012.
2012 fucking sucked.
I can't believe how bad it was. I don't remember it being that bad. The graphics, like, for 2011 when it came out?
2009, actually.
Oh, okay. For 2009?
Still horrible.
That's still really bad. It looked like worse than like a GTA like game.
And it was so long and drawn out, and like maybe we could have been paying, like I was not paying very much attention.
All
but
of us were talking
I was
over
bored.
It. I was bored.
Like
as
it was not interesting, and it
I
was like two
it.
And a half
like,
hours. None of us finished it. Ryan went to bed, and then Jeremiah and I were like, "Yeah, let's go to bed." Like we all just like
fucking
fuck care.
It really killed. The
I wanted to. I wanted to see it just for like the. All the disastrous parts.
And it was
but
so
it was so
bad. And it wasn't even cool.
So there was really nothing redeemable. Not even John
Cusack. The limousine or whatever. Like,
okay, that was
pretty
funny.
Wait, there was a limousine outside our apartment last night. Did you hear Ryan go, guys, a limousine?
No.
He busted through his door into the living room. Was like, guys, there's a limousine outside. And we were like, okay. But there was. I don't know why it was there. We were like joking that you and Jeremiah like ordered it. And you're like, we're going out, girls.
Literally, no. We were, like, in our PJs watching
You Got Mail. Yeah, so.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, yeah, that fucking blew. But.
It was terrible, but it just got us thinking, like,
end of the
apocalypse, end of the world, doomsday. Let's talk about it.
Okay,
that phenomenon.
I'm gonna start with Y2K.
Yes.
Okay, the Y2K bug was a problem in the coding of computerized systems that was projected to create, like, tons of disasters within computers and computer networks around the world at the beginning of the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So to break it down kind of in more layman's terms, before the,
like, I'm you lay people
like,
out there.
Like I'm a computer whiz, no, me included, I was like, the fuck is this? before the 90s, many computer programs, especially those written in, like, the early days in computers, were designed to, like, abbreviate 4-digit years as 2 digits. So, like, 1985 was just 85, you know? Apostrophe 85. But this caused concern as the 19th century, or as like 20th century into the 21st century, because computers were not equipped to recognize 00 as just 2000. It would think that that was like 1900. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it kind of like threw all the dates off. And honestly, I don't know how this really affects stuff in the coding, but it would have basically, all of the computers would just malfunction and they wouldn't work properly. Like, that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't really know the ins and outs of that, but it's, like, people were worried that, you know, computers used for, like, banking and, like, different utilities and, like, for government records and shit like that, that would
planes.
All go out the window. Planes. Like, it would just fuck up all the code in a very small way, but that it would basically, like, I mean, people blew it out of proportions. Like, right. The planes are going to come crashing down. But it's like, it would probably affect certain things in the code where it, those, you know, it wouldn't work as properly because the computers couldn't, like, digest the information correctly.
Right.
So, who knows, like, exactly. The fucking computer programmers and shit know exactly what it would have done, but...
But really, it's like, just reset your clock. Like, from a modern perspective, it's like, guys, it's...
But it's, serious. Like, a lot deeper than, like, because everyone, like, after nothing happened, mm-hmm. and, you know, so 2000 came around, everyone was like, and that's, like, the whole purpose of, like, the Y2K movie was that, like, what if everything actually did, like, go fucking crazy and, like, appliances started killing people, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, like, people actually thought, like, some shit was going to go down, and then when nothing happened, they were like, oh, my God, we were overreacting, it's such a joke. But on the real... It kind of was, like, something that they needed to, like, focus on. Because it also would have affected, like, normal appliances, like, computer chips. And, like, that would affect, like, elevators and how they worked. And, like, thermostats, medical equipment, just, like, random shit like that. Like, everything was tied to this format of coding that wasn't going to work anymore.
Right,
you know?
Okay. I can definitely understand that as, like, a fear. Like, just not knowing, like, computers being kind of new still. And, like, them starting to be widely used.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like... people not really fully understanding, like, what could go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a quote from a Vox article. It said, you know, they knew that this problem was occurring, and then in the following decades, engineers began to sound the alarm that if computer systems switched from 1999 to 1900, it would cause massive disruptions affecting the electric grid, nuclear power plants, hospitals, supermarkets, government agencies, and home computer users. So again, like, people didn't know the full extent of that, though, so they really were, like, doomsday prepping and, like, stocking up on food and water and weapons because they couldn't understand, like, really what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was a true, like, threat, but it wasn't, like, going to be the end of the world. It was just, like, your shit's right. not going to work properly, and we don't want that to, like, basically put the whole society in gridlock across the world. You know what I mean? Like, because it was affecting more than just the United States. But in the United States, like, businesses and governments, like, really were working intensely to make sure that this was fixed by, like, December 1999. Because they knew that it was a problem, like, since computers were invented and, like, you know, and were on the market in, like, the, I guess, like, 70s, 80s, but even before when computers were being, like, made for government services in, like, the 50s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So President Clinton signed the year 2000 Information Readiness Disclosure Act in 1998 so by this point, they were already, like, falling behind with other, like, you know, countries across the world where they needed to, like, encourage American companies to, like, share all their Y2K data so that... basically, everyone was on the same page of, like, getting that shit prepped by 1999. So, mm-hmm. like, there weren't businesses that were, like, falling through. So, basically, the bill was just, like, to encourage companies to, like, share that information so that, yeah, basically the problem could be fixed. So, there was tons of programmers who were devoted for, like, months and years to implementing fixes to, like, make sure that all the information was, like, back on track. And it was apparently, like, super tedious, like, horrible work, and they were just, so no one saw this behind the scenes that it was, like, years and years and years, even before, because by 1998, they were like, oh, fuck, like, we need to get this going. So even, like, 5-10 years before that, they were already working on fixing the code. I'm like, because you have to imagine, like, all the computers all across the country were, like, they were all going to be fucked.
Right.
So it kind of was, like, a huge threat for, like, people who are in, like, the tech industry and
sure.
knew that side of it.
Sure.
And it was also a real problem, like, across the globe, because in Western Europe, they commissioned, like, a report warning the efforts of Y2K to, like, the European Union. And in some Asian countries, like, especially those suffering from, like, economic crisis at the time, were thought to be even, like, less prepared. And in 1998 as well, the UN convened its first international conference on Y2K in an attempt to, like, share information across the globe. So it wasn't just happening in, like, the U.S. with, like, you know, Clinton passing that bill, mm-hmm. but also across the world. And they established the International Y2K Corporation Center, which is based in Washington, D.C. So they, because it was like, how are we, you really, it's like the biggest group project fucking ever. Like, we need to get this done by the specific deadline.
Right.
And we all have to be on the same page so we get the same grade. Like, that was the vibe.
They're like, guys, lock in.
No, they were like, fuck. And then, like, and it was, like, upcoming after the deadline. It was, like, 1998. They're like, oh, shit, we, like, wasted the past, like, 30 years. Like, we need to get it together now, you know? An estimated $300 billion was spent, nearly all of that in the U.S. to upgrade computers and application programs to the Y2K, like, compliance system.
Damn.
So they spent so much fucking money on that just because they didn't think about it for years. And then it was like, okay, 10 years until it was going to happen. They were like, oh, shit.
Well, and just the uncertainty, like, what could happen if we don't take action right now?
That's the thing. And that's why, like, civilians were kind of freaking out because like, even I, like I said, I didn't, I don't understand, like, how computers work, like, that, how would that affect you? But if it was saying it's gonna, like, affect the nuclear, like, grid and, like, all this shit, scared. Like, I'd be fucking terrified, too.
For sure.
But they, and they were actually, like, sweating about it, because they're like, it will have, it, like, a big impact if we don't fix it. Like, maybe not end of the world shit, but it would set everyone back who knows how long, you know, to, until they fixed that. Because they were working on it for fucking years.
Damn.
But yeah, everyone was kind of like, oh my gosh, that's such a fucking hoax. Like, once nothing happened, and even though the programmers were like, whoo, like, sweating. So most of the systems, like, by January 1st, 2000, were upgraded and intact, and reports of, like, relief were broadcasted across the news. Because that's the thing, too, the media was, like, really pushing it, like, oh, the world's falling apart, and everyone was like,
your microwave is gonna kill you.
Literally, watch out for your blenders.
Your blender is gonna cut your dick off.
Spoilers, fuck. Your blender is gonna cut your dick off. When your blender cuts your dick off.
That's crazy.
So yeah, then there was, like, these accusations then that, like, the Y2K bug was, like, kind of made up and just, like, really spread and, like, this big domino effect. But what people didn't see was that it was a true, like, concern for people. I mean, I guess they, it wasn't, like, super broadcasted that there was, like, a whole, like, commission and, like, hub for, like, Y2K information that was, like, set up and, like, bills being passed. I don't know. People were just, like, I guess people are just misinformed. But the government, the media didn't really, like, report on it thoroughly. But yeah, there's tons of people, like, programmers and government officials who were working to, like, make sure all the computers and, like, tech systems were working properly and functioning. And they're, like, really the unsung heroes of this all.
Yeah. Well, because they, I mean, they did, well, did they prevent anything? Did, I mean, nothing really would have happened, but I guess we don't really know that.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing, is, like, that's what they were saying, though, is, like, they weren't entirely sure, but when it's, you know, the code is 19, you know, 00 to 99, and that is when computers were made, and then that switches on to a new thing, but it's, like, all that information is old information. It's, like, nothing's, like, updated, so that just, it was just massive, like, disruptions. Yeah. So, like, I was saying, like, with the electric grid, tons of stuff going out, nuclear power plants, you know, stuff like that, where it's hospitals, supermarkets, like, it could affect you in the fact that, like, all electricity and all, like, computer programs for, you know, buying things or whatever would be gone, because you don't really realize how reliant you are on technological, like,
things.
Yeah, services, because it's, like, it's ingrained in everything. Like, when you go to the fucking grocery store and everything's refrigerated, and, like, that's a computer that's, like, functioning to have the electricity going. Mm-hmm. Or when you're checking out at the register, you know, making sure the money's counted correctly and you can pay for that. You know what I mean? Like, it's all based in a computer somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so to then have that wiped out and none of the, like, it's just not working because the code is wrong, then you're like, shit, how do we function as a society?
So they changed, that? They were able to change the code.
Basically. Yeah, they were able to make everything Y2K compatible, which is meaning that they changed the code. I don't know what they changed it to, probably four number format. So then instead of 99, everything was like 1999, and then to 2000, it was four letter digits instead of just two, because that was just to save, like, space on the computers when computers are super old and didn't have, like, any storage. Mm-hmm. So they would only, they could just fit in that code to, like, cut it down.
Sure.
But then they, I mean, as technology advanced, the computers could hold more information with, like, bigger chips, and then they could change the numbers to, like, you know, bigger numbers, so that then when we have the next millennium, it's not gonna be like, oh my god, it's like, it's already equipped for that too.
But they just don't know if there would have been any kind of, like, it's not for sure. Like, I wonder if they didn't, if they hadn't have taken those actions,
what would have happened?
What would have actually happened?
I mean, I think shit just would have been down for, like, who knows how long, weeks.
Right.
You know what I mean? No electricity in January, no heat. Like, that's fucked up. It would feel like the end of the world because we're so reliant on computers. Like, even though computers weren't, like, around for that long, like, because you have to think, like, it's not, when I think of computers, I just think of, like, my laptop that I use for work, but it's, like, they are the backbone of all technological systems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a chip and, like, the code, like, that is all the basic, you know, ingredients for, like, how these things work. So I think it was just, like, even in that short amount of, like, years, like, maybe 50 years. When was, like, the first computer invented?
Probably, like, the 50s or 40s.
That's what I was thinking.
Um, 1837.
Huh? But, I mean, yeah, like, 1820s. But it wasn't first, like, for, like, an electron. The was the first electronic general purpose digital computer. Yeah, so like the computers as we know today, 1945. Okay. So like even in like 50 some years, like it became so important to just how our system, mm-hmm. like our whole society functions. So that like the thought of that not being there anymore, everyone was like, fuck, what is that going to mean? So people really spiraled out, but I think it could have had huge effects because like there wouldn't be like the UN like convening and like the president passing like law, like bills on it if it wasn't actually important. So,
yeah, because that... Like, because 2012, there was nothing like that. Like, governments weren't taking action.
It was just, like, the Mayan calendar, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. I want to hear about it.
Let's get into it. Well, that's very interesting. And yeah, you guys should see cool? Y2K, because basically Y2K just makes fun of, like, the kind of fears around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's like, cool, too, because it's very, like, of its time. Like, it really, like, encapsulates that, like, early 2000s, like, late 90s feel. Like, I would fucking know I wasn't born. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, the music was so good, and, like, it was just so,
and
like, campy.
Funny. Yes, but...
Yeah, it was really good.
It takes... It, like, just makes fun of, like, people's fears of what would happen. Yeah. But were, like, preposterous fears. Like,
exactly.
Your microwave's gonna
But it makes you wonder, like, it could have been, like apocalyptic. What could have been, I honestly think it could have been, like, apocalyptic because people would... It'd be, like, with COVID, how everyone was, like, freaking out, like, stocking up on stuff. It was like that, but, like...
Sure.
Worse because it was, like, actually plausible. And it wasn't actually plausible because, you know, they were working to get it fixed. They were, like, at least most computers were gonna be fixed and ready to go. Mm-hmm. So, like, it wasn't really a fear because, like, it wasn't actually possible because people were working on it.
But if they hadn't, you have to wonder.
But if they hadn't or whatever,
what would have happened?
Exactly.
Fascinating.
Right?
Okay, I'm going to talk about 2012.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited because I feel like I don't know a lot about this because we were alive, but, like... You know, we're young, like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I know,
on?
Same.
Because everyone was, like, tweaking, and I remember, like, New Year's Eve 2012. This is, like, great timing because it's, like, New Year's Eve kind of vibes, too. Yeah, it was, like, everyone was fucking tweaking out about, like, 2012, like, the world's gonna end tomorrow, guys, and we were like, what?
I remember, like, not really, like, seriously thinking the world would end, but I remember seeing 2012 being, like, fuck. And then I also remember being at school on December 12th, 2012 at 12:12 p.m. because it's the last, it was the last time that it would all line up for that for another millennium. That's like my main memory of that time. And I was like, 12:12.
Everything blows up.
But I want to start by just saying that, first of all, with Y2K and 2012 and all these other like mini apocalypses that we've kind of lived through, I think they've existed through all of time. These little,
of course,
like, doomsday predictions, whatever. And I think it's just, like, fears that bubble up when the world feels, like, very strange and abnormal. Like, recently, the pandemic, obviously, was huge. Like,
but that was, like, true. Like, that was the pandemic.
That was
that
very
felt
real.
Like, it was, like, borderline apocalyptic because it was, like... it was the same thing of, like, there's a lack of knowledge that was given to people. So it's, like, how... Your brain kind of spirals, especially when mm-hmm. you're just, like, home alone or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know people that are getting sick or you know people that have passed away from it. It was, like, mm-hmm. that was so scary. Like, that actually felt, like, apocalyptic.
For sure. I mean, I think that every generation probably has their own little kind of apocalyptic thing. Like,
totally.
I think also climate change recently has been
very
apocalyptic. And then, like, the Cold War, nuclear age, any kind of world war.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a recurring thing that people have always, like, been prepping for. But, like, we always persevere. And in the grand scheme of things, like, when you compare 2012 and Y2K to, like, these things, like, wars and the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, guys, chill.
It's more just, like...
It's more the hype around it.
Yeah.
And the, you know, mania and hysteria around it that was, like, built up. But anyway, so 2012. So basically, it's based off of the Mayan calendar, and the Mayan people had multiple complex calendars, so I'm not going to do, like, an amazing job at explaining this because it's a little hard to explain. But one of these calendars is called the Maya Long Count calendar, and it's a cycle which spans cycles of 5,215 years. So it's composed of 13 periods called baktun of 144,000 days each, and the creation day corresponds to August 11th, 3114 BCE, and the end date is December 21st, 2012. So actually not even New Year's, 21st.
Whoa.
Which is kind of random, but that's just what the end date corresponds to on the tablet.
See, I don't remember it being, like, the 21st. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So there are few existing references to this last Bakhtun, but most scholars cite Monument 6, which is a stone tablet at the archaeological site of Tortuguero in Tabasco, Mexico, and it records the only known, like, Mayan inscription of this date. So rather than moving to the next Bakhtun, the calendar just resets at the end of the 13th cycle, so it's kind of like Y2K in a way.
Okay, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. It is literally just a cycle. Like, it's called a cycle. What it means is just, like, one cycle ends and a new one begins.
But so, that was the last, like, known one that they could find.
Yes.
Which kind of makes sense because that's so far into the future, like, from when the Mayans were, you know, around and making those calendars.
Yeah.
Hold on. Ryan's here with his brother.
Hi. Hey.
Guys, if there's a switch up in the audio, we had to close the door.
sorry, guys.
Sorry, everybody.
But anyway, the glyphs in question on the tablet are partly damaged, so it's not even entirely clear what they say anyway. So it's very interpretive anyway. But in 1996, two scholars named Houston and Stewart interpreted the stone to mean that a god will descend at the end of Bakhtun 13. And this analysis was really picked up as evidence that the world would end in 2012. Because you can see how through, like, a Christian kind of framework, when the God comes down, like the second coming of Christ,
the reckoning, yeah,
that's the end of the fucking world. So you can see how people would pick that up and think it would mean that, but really,
but like from their lens, like that, yeah, you that's dumb though, because you'd have to, like, if you're like a scientist or whatever, archaeologist, whatever the fuck, like examining that tablet and that's your fucking job, like you should have like some like insight on like the Mayan culture.
No, I
like,
think
it's like interpreted from
it,
like,
was interpreted people. I don't think they said that. I think that's just how other people interpreted it.
Yeah,
that's okay, how it got spun out, and it just shows how like our individual and like cultural lenses and I think just a general misunderstanding of ancient cultures like reshape our interpretations of things.
Totally.
And so it's kind of just one big misunderstanding, I feel like.
Literally.
And also, Houston and Stewart independently revisited the glyphs recently and concluded that the inscription may actually contain no prophetic statements about 2012 at all.
Damn.
So this is all just fucking hearsay.
Fucking made up, yeah.
And it's, like, not even, like, they made it up. It's just, like, they... It's unclear because we're examining it thousands of years later.
Yeah,
and it's
not
this
gonna
ancient
be the
language, and it's damaged, and, like, we're looking at it from completely different cultural understandings.
Yeah, it's not going to have the same meaning when you look at it thousands of years later from, like, a Western standpoint, which wasn't even a thing back then. Like, that, it was untainted.
Exactly. And also, it's kind of assumed that the Mayans were maybe writing in a more poetic sense, so it's kind of like, at the end of the cycle, the god is going to come down and start a new cycle, and the old world is going to die, and the new world is going to be reborn. So it's
like
more
symbolic of,
it's
like
symbolic.
A rebirth of society or this or
yes.
that. Like,
it's not like the end of the world is going to happen. Like, there's literally nothing in this tablet or in any other Mayan inscription that says the world is going to end.
It's just like stupid Americans, honestly. Like, stupid Americans being stupid Americans.
Yes.
Why are you...
Exactly.
No.
So I'm going to jump into some of the myths associated with 2012.
Hell yeah.
So a lot of these coincide with climate change, and I think that makes sense because
that's a truth.
That's what we've seen. Climate change has been building up in the 2000s, obviously,
yeah,
and just more natural disasters. So I think that's why people kind of started to associate that with the end of the world,
because it's like true, like in that sense, like
yeah,
climate change is gonna be like the end of us, like global warming is like it's happening, and like that's gonna fuck us. Yeah.
But there is still no evidence that the Mayans said there was gonna be like a bunch of catastrophic natural disasters.
Yeah, we're just projecting our own fears in the modern day to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, like, extreme catastrophic weather will all unfold all over the world at once. Deadly earthquakes and volcanoes will erupt everywhere. A meteor will hit Earth. The magnetic poles will reverse.
I remember that. I was like, a meteor's gonna fucking hit
Earth. Like, any possible thing that could fucking go wrong, people were like, it's gonna fucking happen all at once in 2012, you know?
It's crazy.
And then the biggest myth is actually based on a true thing that happened. So, on December 21st, 2012... when the long calendar ends, there was a rare galactic alignment of the sun and the Milky Way, which only happens once every 26,000 years.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, basically, like, on the solstice, the sun will be, as seen from the Earth, will be crossing the plane of the Milky Way, and Sorry.
You have to, with that though, you have to wonder if the Mayans really did predict that. Because yes. They were in touch with, like, they For knew real. Some shit about, like, astronomy. Like, they were kind of, like, up on that, where they were, like, really looking at the stars. They were, like, mm-hmm. obviously they didn't, like, have the, like, knowledge of, like, science that we have in modern day, of course, but it's, like, they fucking knew some shit. And to, like, create elaborate calendars like that, like, based off of just, like, planets and shit, I'm, like,
yeah,
that could make sense that that's what they were talking about, something that is, like, reflected within, like, astronomy and just, like,
yeah,
the sun's alignment and shit. Like, exactly. I feel like they were onto some shit with that.
Yeah, there's evidence in the archaeological record that the ancient Maya may have known about the phenomenon of precession.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible that they intentionally set the beginning of the long count so that it would end on the solstice.
Yes, okay.
Because also at this time, when the sun crosses the Milky Way, they have a belief that, like, the road of the Maya ancestors will be, like, shown in the sky.
Aww, that's
so beautiful. That could also be, like, why the god comes down. This is all totally interpretive. Like, we have no idea. But basically, this is just a cultural thing that has been an ancient cultural context that has been totally, like, misinterpreted over the years. And so that is a true thing that happened, this rare alignment on that day. But the myth is that people thought, oh, this is going to cause some kind of catastrophic apocalypse somehow.
And they're like, the Mayans are, like, looking down, like, when did we say that?
Yeah.
Like, ancestors are, like, looking down, like, the fuck?
That was, like, in reality, it's just, like, a cool, rare thing.
The Mayan gods
are
like, nah, guys.
No, like, what the fuck are y'all on about? It did not help that in 2009, Ronald Emmerich released the movie 2012,
Bitch.
Starring John Cusack.
Hell yeah, King.
Which basically put all of these fears into one terrible long movie.
Yeah, it was
It also
so long. Why was it so
long and so
long.
Drawn out? And I remember liking it as a kid and being like, holy shit, but that shit does not hold up, guys. Like, it is not a good movie. It also included a cartoon animation made by Woody Harrelson's character. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was the best part of it.
But it contains the most information, because that, for a lot of people, was an introduction to the Mayan calendar, and it's completely inaccurate.
Yeah,
everything they're saying is fucking bullshit.
Damn, like, at least if you're gonna make a movie about 2012, like, provide some true information when there's already information out about
there's
it
already misinformation.
By 2009. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the information you need, like, actually make it somewhat accurate, even though it's, like, a movie about, like, the catastrophes and stuff, like, still make the informational part the truth. Like, what?
And there's already, like, it was already kind of, there was a lot of misinformation about it already.
That just shows
that,
like,
movie did not fucking help.
Yeah, like, people in the entertainment industry are not actually doing, like, solid research. That's why it's so, like, impressive when movies are actually, like, line up with, like, the time period, or, like, they're really historically accurate, because, like, that takes research and, like, time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can so tell when they just, like, don't do the
they
research.
Don't give
it's just a big
fuck.
Money grab.
It's just
you know?
A money grab and a spectacle to be like, look at all this bad CGI of, like, the world ending and, like,
so
John Cusack
bad.
Like, driving a limo over a cliff.
Shooting that limo over the cliff. Get in the limo! Get in the limo!
Daddy! Remember when she does that? She's like, Daddy! It's, like, so fucking crazy.
Holy shit.
So I think the filmmakers definitely, like, took advantage of, like, public worries about the so-called end of the world. And it's just funny because there's literally no basis for this. I think most people did not take it seriously. Like, most people. And
it
obviously, it wasn't like Y2K where, like, the government was getting involved. Like, everybody, like, probably, I think, knew at their core that
That's
it was
the difference.
Fun.
Like, Y2K was based in physical, like, evidence. Like, there was, this is a physical thing that is, like, of concern. It's a real problem. With, like, why with 2012, it was, like, it's, like, very interesting because it's based in, like, this ancient culture and civilization that honestly probably has some other type of, like, knowledge that we are lacking in, like, modern times and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, an interesting comparison, but it's not the same of, like, this is a true danger, like, something, a problem that we need to fix now, or else, like, shit is gonna go down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's no basis for any kind of end of the world prediction whatsoever.
No, not,
like, nothing about that.
Nothing that, like, should provoke people to actually freak out. Like, there was, like, stuff with Y2K where it was like, okay, that's understandable, like, why you're, like, kind of doing some doomsday prepping. But, like, with 2012, it was like, the people who were doomsday prepping for that were, like, the crazies on, like, doomsday preppers
totally.
Who were like, I've got this bunker, like, filled with beans.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like this quote from National Geographic aptly sums it up.
You always are aptly summing it up with a quote. I love that.
I love to end on a, like, denouement. Okay. ultimately, the hype and hysteria around 2012 stems from dissatisfied Westerners looking to the ancients for guidance, hoping that people such as the Mayan knew something then that could help us through difficult times now.
So true, and that's why we love mythology, and we love movies, and we love storytelling, is because it's like, that will give me guidance for, like, what I'm dealing with now in my life. Like, that's, like, the whole... That's, like, being a human. Like, that's the whole fucking thing.
And I think there's also just, like, a general misunderstanding and, like, whimsical mystery kind of around ancient cultures and ancient cultures' beliefs. And so, like...
But to a certain extent, like, I believe that. Like, they, being so separated from, like, modern times and technology and that, like, there is a certain type of wisdom in that that, like, should be respected and, like, upheld. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's, like, we take it to a level where it's, like, you're missing the point, kind of. I think people often miss the point when they look back to, like, ancient societies and, like, their belief systems.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So I think that, like, got misconstrued.
And they view it through a current, you know, often Christian or just modern lens.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily bad, but it's, like, you need to, like, check that. You
know? It's just, like, not being aware of, like, other... you know, ancient cultures, which, you know.
Knowing that it's outside of you and your perspective and, like, just, like, taking that in as what it is and, like, learning about it instead of, like, morphing it to your own beliefs in modern times.
And then everybody just fucking spirals and crashes out.
Everyone's crashing out, bro. Everyone's crashing out because you misinterpreted the Mayan calendar.
Yes, and, like, I bet there will be another...
You should call it that. Everyone's crashing out because you misinterpreted the Mayan calendar.
For real. No, like, why is everyone crashing out? That's the title.
Why
are we crashing out?
Why are we crashing out right now? But yeah, so true. Have you ever had, like, a crash out moment, though, where you're, like, we're worried about the world? I think the pandemic is the closest I've had to, like, a Y2K or 2012. We're like, because remember there was fears of, like, is this going to be normal? This is our new normal? Like, remember that whole thing of, like, the new normal?
Yes.
And I literally thought that we would be wearing masks and not going out for, like, several more years, like, after. Because it was a long time, like, what, up until, like, last year, it was really, like, still big, you know what I mean? Like, early, like, 2023.
Yeah.
Like, spring of 2023, things started to feel, like, actually back to, like, normal as we knew it.
Yeah, you know? I feel like definitely in the height of 2020, I was, like...
I was tweaking.
I was pretty freaked out. Like, I was, like, am I ever going to be able to go to a concert again?
No, that was my biggest
concern. Like, do
concern.
Things like that, you know? Yeah. I think... And, I mean, that was actually founded in, like, real things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was legit.
True concern. But look at us now.
But look at us... But that's the thing, is we always persevere, you guys. Like, look where we are now.
And that's the damn truth.
We always persevere. And I'm sure there'll be another, like, big kind of, like, hoaxy thing, like Y2K or, like, 2012 in our lifetime. Yeah. The pandemic was, like, a little legit. Too fucking real.
Well, Y2K was real, too. That's what's so that's weird true. About it. It was, like, it was real, but because of the way that the media talked about it, like, addressed it, and the way that people, like, didn't see any impact of it and didn't know what was going on behind the scenes, they thought it was, like, a hoax and, like, funny. But I'm like, when I did my research, because I thought that going into, like, oh, it's such a hoax and whatever, but I was like, oh, damn, no, there actually was, like, a problem
a
that
basis.
People were working to, like, working really hard to fix. So, like, there was, like, a basis of, like, you know, a reason for crashing out, but...
Yeah, there was a real reason there. 2012,
No. That was so interesting, though.
Fun.
Yeah, like, looking at both, like, things and how that, like... relates to the pandemic and stuff too, like, we kind of
ultimately, like, people love to crash out and, like,
people love to crash
and
out
and the media loves to heighten crashing out and, like, we all just crash people, out and
that's the thing
spread
and,
misinformation.
Okay, if you're crashing out right now about something that you think is, like, you know, minuscule and, like, you're like, why am I crashing out? Been there, girl. But just know that it's a human
thing. Think about 2012.
Thing. Yeah, being a human means crashing out once in a while.
Yeah,
you know
freaking
I mean?
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, tweaking.
Tweaking out.
Getting anxious.
So
over
don't
some
even
shit.
Worry about it, dude. Like, crash out.
And sometimes those
out.
Fears are very, like, founded. Sometimes they're completely unfounded. Either way, like, crash out every now and again.
Let yourself crash out. Like, literally allow yourself. Make the space in your life for crashing
for
out.
For crashing out, yeah. Just, like, be like, just don't be, like, too crazy with it, like...
Yeah, yeah, like, don't, like, burn someone's house down or something.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's, like, solicited, but...
Yeah, yeah, don't
unless, like, they deserve
crazy.
It, but... Just kidding. Don't do that.
Don't, like, be, like, do, like, the purge or anything like that.
Yeah, the purge.
Don't, like,
that's
purge
what people
up.
Were literally thinking was gonna happen with Y2K, though. Like, it was, like, gonna be, like, the purge, like, for real.
That's tea.
Dude, The Purge. That's
we should watch
too.
That.
We should watch that. That kind of, like, goes along with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it does.
Because that's all about crashing out. That's like, okay, let the people crash out, and then we don't need a prison system.
Yeah, let them get out all their bad rage. Fucking vibes.
Dude, we should watch that. I remember it really scared me. Like, the first one was scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With all their masks?
Yeah, yay! Fuck that. Okay, all right, well, guys. Well, I gotta go, because I need to go to my workout class. But...
Yeah, and I need to go grocery shopping.
This has been great fun. Next week, we'll be back with our, like, year roundup.
I'm so excited for that. That'll really be super excited. Chill and fun.
What are we doing? Like, movies?
Books.
Music? And yeah, then just whatever general else. Pop culture things, like events or
just memes. Things we liked doing.
I'm gonna do memes.
That's good.
That's gonna be a deep dive, though.
Yeah.
There's too many.
For sure, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Well, we'll be back next week with that.
See ya!
Bye, guys!
Bye!